ABC Radio Australia.
There are calls for the American FBI to investigate a Marshall Islands council over its use of two multi-million dollar trust funds. The funds were set up to compensate victims of nuclear testing on Bikini Atoll in the mid-1900s. Some locals worry money from the accounts may have been rapidly taken out, leaving locals with nothing for the future. But the council is asking people to calm down, saying things are not as bleak. Marion Farr with this report.
It's money that thousands of people are banking on.
Most people, you know, they'll go take out loans using that money as collateral, and now they're being defaulted in banks.
Four times a year, Bikini Islanders like Enoch Enoch receive a payment of about $100. But in February, that money didn't come.
I think the people in general are worried.
The stipends come from a fund set up by the United States government in 1986 called the Bikini Claims Trust Fund. It's designed to compensate the people of Bikini Island in the wake of nuclear testing. Between 1946 and 1958, the US detonated 24 nuclear bombs around their island, forcing locals to relocate to nearby Kili and Edgett Islands. Some, like Enoch Enoch, have moved to America, but are still entitled to the quarterly payments. He wants to know why he didn't receive his money this quarter.
They're saying there's a problem with the trust managers, is all that we've been told.
The Bikini Claims Trust Fund is managed by the Kili Bikini Edgett local government, known as the KBE local government. In a lengthy statement last month, KBE Mayor Anderson Gibbous said the delayed payment was due to an issue raised by the trustee of the KBE funds.
The trustee of the KBE funds decided they have to resolve certain technical issues about making changes in the 1986 Claims Trust Fund agreement and had to stop distributions until those issues were resolved. Waiting to resolve those issues, coupled with poorly performing stock markets in fiscal year 2022, the trustee stopped access to KBE's funds for the time being.
Mayor Gibbous did not provide details about the technical issues or changes to the trust fund mentioned in his statement. But he said the KBE local government was looking into taking out a short-term loan to cover the payments. He told residents things are not as bleak as they're being portrayed and urged them to calm down. But Enoch Enoch isn't satisfied.
There is the money running out, for one, and there being no backup for our people in the future.
He's also worried about money held in a different US government trust account called the Bikini Resettlement Fund. That fund was worth over $100 million after it was set up in 1982. It's used to pay salaries to local government workers, entitlements to past workers, and to compensate locals for the cost of power and groceries. Previously, the KBE government could only access 5% of the fund each year, but in 2018, Mayor Gibbous seized more control of it. Jack Needenthal, the Marshall Islands' former health secretary, opposed the move at the time, testifying in front of Congress.
This is going to cause a lot of corruption, and they were just going to spend the money and it's going to be gone, and please don't do this.
5 years on, Mr. Needenthal is concerned about the balance of that fund.
Well, we're trying to find out how much money we have and how they're spending the money. There's no budgets, there's no audits, there's no nothing.
Both the US Department of Interior and the KBE local government have not responded to Pacific Beat's detailed questions on the matter. In his statement last month, KBE Mayor Anderson Gibbous said the government had over tens of millions of dollars in trust fund monies and millions of dollars in assets. He says taking control of the resettlement fund was necessary to meet the needs of his people.
The US was telling us our annual operating budget could be no more than $3 million or $4 million for operations for the whole year. Operations included maintaining life on Kili and Edgett Island, food, fuel, scholarships, honorariums for former council members, salaries for employees, cash, power, etc. Just those expenses alone run close to almost $9 million per year. After I was elected as mayor, I was able to accomplish a major change to the Bikini Resettlement Fund, and immediately we were able to take control of our destiny.
But Jack Needenthal believes there needs to be more transparency. Before becoming health secretary, he was the trust liaison for the people of Bikini under the KBE government.
Anyone at any time could come into my office and ask how much a trust fund is worth, and I could give them the answer within 5 minutes.
In late March, while serving as the Secretary of Health for the Marshall Islands, he wrote to the US government asking the FBI to investigate the current state of the funds.
So what I was asking them was, we want those two trust funds audited. We want to know where this money went.
The US Department of Interior has not confirmed if an audit will take place, but the move costs Mr. Needenthal his job. Last month, he was dismissed for breaching government protocols by sending the letter from his official government email address.
It was on my Secretary of Health email, and it had my signature at the end, yes. But the very first sentence is, I'm writing to you as a private citizen. To me, it's a very small breach of protocol. It wasn't a big deal. But again, there are a lot of people who really wanted me out.
RMI Chief Secretary Kino Kabua told the ABC there was nothing personal about Mr. Needenthal's dismissal, saying he'd been subject to other breach of protocol complaints. Mr. Needenthal says it's disappointing, but he doesn't regret sending the letter.
All I was trying to do was find out how much money we had. And I don't know what the great crime is there. They're all upset about an email address usage. They're not upset about the $70 to $100 million that's gone unaccounted for. I mean, it's really absurd.
A KBE local government election will be held in September, and concerns about the two funds are already front of mind. Marsha Note, who's running for mayor, says it'll be a key part of his campaign.
There has to be accountability. We need to account to the people. We're using their money. Tell them what we're doing with their money.